Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is bad politics, the butterfly effect, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. We open with our prayer. We have a lot going on this year. Our prayer is going to be for our elections and the future of our nation. Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray tonight that you steer and guide all those politically motivated who are running for office. Guide the ones that honor you, that honor us, that respect your people. Please help in their great campaign to save our nation. Please look over their families, their friends, their colleagues, and steer them and guide them on a righteous path. We pray these things in the name of a great and glorious God. We pray in your name. Amen. Latest list I have is for donors is Reverend Dave, Janet, Lisa Dean, Dean and Patty, and Linda, and David, and Bruce, and Basketful of Fabric. And patrons Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. Thank you all for your contributions as well as your hard work, dedication to the Eternal Affairs Truth Radio shows. Please do pass the word along, pass on to your friends, pass on to everyone about these great podcasts. As we come up to our elections in 2022 and again in 2024 in a presidential election, more and more will be coming out. More and more needs to be spoken out. Say good evening to my wonderful visitors tonight, Marilyn and Mike, hi, and Joanne. Mr. Dean Buddy, scrolled off my screen. So tonight's topic is the butterfly effect and how it's completely ignored and what effect it has on us, and particularly in a political arena, but also in general. Now, the topic came up initially, so the more I thought about it, you know, I think most of you are here so far are aware that, you know, I've been running for Congress. It's down to the wire right now, starting to sweat bricks, nerves on edge, lots of Tums and Pepto-Bismol. Wouldn't be that way if the butterfly effect hadn't happened. What do I mean by the butterfly effect? You know, we had a great plan. We use my campaign as an example. We had a great plan to work together with the state representatives who are running and the members of Congress and Senate to all work together to get petition signatures. In Pennsylvania, you need lots and lots and lots of petition signatures. Hi, Eric. Lots of petition signatures in order to get on the ballot. I need over 1,000. U.S. senators need over 2,000. We've got a lot of them running now. We're all sharing the people. Well, our great governor decided that Republicans are unwanted filth. They're rodents in the crawling their way through the scum of the earth. And they don't deserve the respect in the legislature. 4 times we tried to present highly bipartisan, well-represented district maps in the manner that the U.S. Constitution enjoins, only be kicked in the shins by a scumbag governor who's more liberal than Nancy Pelosi. Now, if that's not bad enough, you know, we ended up with more Democrats and Republicans in Pennsylvania, the way the districts were laid out. Better chance for the Democrats to win, particularly in a presidential election. But no, the Rhino Republicans couldn't leave it alone. So what happens is a group of them said, this is not right what you're doing. It's unfair. And they sued the state. They told the governor, you can't do that. Constitution says the legislature runs the elections. And not to say that in 1932, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania didn't override that with a vote to say that, oh yeah, by the way, the Secretary of State can do that because we're too lazy to do it. I don't think they ever retracted that. But what they did was unconstitutional to begin with. Now, what did that do? Well, that put the state representatives and others, judges, everything, 2 weeks off of the petitioning time for the Congress and the House and the U.S. Senate. Now nobody can help each other. By just pushing and changing those dates, they disrupted the entire election process. One flick of the finger, one flick of the pen, and suddenly the votes, the petitioning times are split. Because of that, I'm not sure I'm going to get enough signatures myself, nor are there a lot of the candidates for governor that need even more. And that got me to thinking, what sort of idiocracy is going on in the Congress that's causing the same problems? We look at some of the plans that the Congress has. Now, it was really great And yeah, before I move on, Eric says that there was a dereliction of duty in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia. It's more than a dereliction of duty. They violated the Constitution. The violation of the Constitution means they should be thrown out even without being impeached. They should be just removed from office. They violated their oath of office, which says that they have to uphold the Constitution, Eric. Nobody talks about that. And he's right. But what sort of things are going on right now that are going to cause the same problems? Now, you know, one of the things that they're saying about Ukraine, about delivering planes, one of the reasons, you know, I dislike Biden immensely, and I hate his sidekick even worse, but the decision to not push airplanes through U.S. military bases is probably highly intelligent, based on the fact that if we do that, even though Russia says and Putin says, yeah, you've committed an act of war just by sanctioning, once you put airplanes on the ground, you've started World War III. It's probably the only sensible thing that those two did so far in office. And if Poland wants to help, what Poland would do is give the planes to Ukraine, and now Russia can go after Poland. So one thing begets another, and that's where the real problem is. It's kind of like there was a big corn experiment. Monsanto, one of the most evil companies in the entire universe. And I don't know how much you know about crops and corn and wheat. But Monsanto and a few of the others out there, they force farmers to buy their seed. their seed cannot be reused. So a lot of it is genetically enhanced, that it doesn't seed. It's seedless varieties. They have to buy the seed directly from Monsanto. The problem becomes that they, corn in particular, spreads by the wind, by the air, and these genetically modified seeds get blown around onto other farmers' crops, so the other farmers' corn goes bad. And yet, if the farmer refuses to buy the corn from them or tries to reuse the seed, they take him to court and sue him. But the fact is, we have less diversity of our crops. Same with the genetically modified animals. And then we wonder why we have a food shortage. You know, the biggest butterfly in the whole universe is this Biden infrastructure plan. When people throw things out without thought, it affects large masses of other things that were unexpected, unanticipated. You dam the river because you need water and you need energy. And the fish can't swim upstream to spawn, and now you lose your fish in your river. You know, a lot of things go bad that are unexpected to go bad, and a lot of things are hidden. Those little time bombs are hidden. You throw in a convenience of, say, Office 365 from Microsoft that everybody uses, and now you're tied to one company, and one company who can spy on everything you do. But you're also connected to the potential of having the plug pulled on you. And right now we're looking at a lot of cyber attacks. And Microsoft is one of the big, Microsoft and Amazon are two of the biggest ones that are in it. You know, Amazon? Amazon currently hosts 2/3 of every major website in the entire United States. Not only that, but they pick and choose who can use their service. And they'll pull the plug. They don't like conservatives. They don't like patriots even less. But they control the internet. So any big platform cannot be on them because they'll take it down. When you look at simple things like electric car, my favorite is electric cars. Because electric cars create a whole ruckus. I just read a really great article about I can't remember which Democrat it was now. Boy, I wish I could remember. Not Buttigieg, the other one. One of the other ones that's on it, involved with the House committee, said that there's no way that solar cells and windmills could possibly power all the electric cars that are needed in the United States. That was an interesting coming from a liberal, from a Democrat. One of the House men, I can't remember which one it was. I just saw it today, too. The mind is going, by the way, folks. If I'm a little bit flustery tonight, it's only because I'm sitting here waiting to know if 1,000 votes, signatures are going to come through, and I won't know until Monday, and I'd have to deliver them Tuesday. Anyway, I digress. So, and the thought that came out when they said there's not enough, that the solar cells and windmills can't provide enough power, absolutely 100% right, but nobody's mentioned that the wires can't handle the load. So even if you had the biggest nuclear fusion reactor in the entire universe, if you plugged yourself right into the sun itself, you couldn't charge the cars without replacing every piece of electric wire in the nation. And then the butterfly effect continues, because the main product of petroleum is fuel. Stop using the fuel. You can't use the petroleum for anything else, because when you distill the petroleum down, you end up with fuel. And then you end up with rubber tires and paint. And varnish. And all sorts of cool stuff. Vicks VapoRub. We talked about that last week. But it continues even farther than that. Because now you've got an entire infrastructure requiring rare earth metals. We require retooling, not just of the factories that make the vehicles, but the factories that make batteries. And a disposal system and a recycling system. I mean, I don't think that the Democrats that want this Green New Deal realize just how much is involved. And then they hide out and pretend they're not seeing that. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, we'll buy Russian oil. We need more oil. Of course you need more oil, stupid idiots. And I get this. Now, here's one of the cool things. And this is kind of off topic, but the United States is one of the largest producers of petroleum products, including gasoline and diesel, natural gas. Why in the hell are we exporting this stuff and then importing it from Russia? That's what I want to know. Why do we export and then import back? Why don't these idiots just buy from the other countries themselves? Makes no sense. It's like we have a nuclear reactor down the street from us. It puts out 50 gigawatts or something ridiculous like that. And guess what? Every bit of electricity goes to New Jersey and New York. It's right down the street. And we don't get any of that. Yeah, you make a good point too. Eric makes a good point. There are very few Democrats that make any sense. And the biggest one, yeah, Joe Manchin. But the big one is Tulsi Gabbard. I love Tulsi Gabbard. She was going at it the other day about this whole Green New Deal crap. But when you look at, you know, what's that story with, Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema, yeah, absolutely. And Eric is right. I mean, there are a few good Democrats out there, and honestly, there aren't a lot of good Republicans out there. I could name them on the back of my hand too. But, you know, things we do that affect other things, that's the big thing. You know, when you say we're going to give you some money because you're in a pandemic and you're poor and you need help, and they give out free money. How many hands up for the free money? Hey, I invested my free money. I'm not going to turn it down. Hell, as much as I got back, I put in nowhere near as much as they gave me back. They could have given me 10 times that and I'd still be screwed. But what did it do to the economy? The trillions of dollars they printed is why we're suffering right now. Because we accepted that money from the government, it was supposed to be our tax money paying for our services and paying for what the country needs to run on. And they gave it back to us. Isn't that wonderful? But someone's got to pay that bill. You know, the debt load on that bill gets bigger every year. Just the interest. Everything has an effect down the road. We wash our clothes. I didn't know this. This is interesting. So you wash your laundry, and you're always cleaning out the laundry filters, and they got dryer filters and everything else. The laundry filter is a big one. Nobody ever cleans out their laundry filters. Well, most of the stuff goes out the drain. Actually, I never knew this. They were showing the other day that how much threads you lose every time you put a piece of clothing through the laundry. They said something like 5 or 10 million pieces of thread comes out of every piece of clothing that you put in the washing machine, and that goes right out into the rivers, and the rivers go right out into the oceans. And they said there are areas in the ocean that are so thick with what they call microplastics that you can't see past it, your hand when you put your hand out. It looks cloudy when you look through the water. Then, of course, there's the big garbage patch. That's a whole other story. Down in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and a couple other areas. There's two or three spots where they congeal, where all the plastic congeals. But the big one was this microplastics. They're saying that every human being on a planet, every single human being on a planet is loaded with microfibers in their body. Because they eat the fish that's coming out of the ocean. And all those microfibers come from that clothing that you wash. But nobody ever thought about that. Nobody thought about putting a filter in a washing machine. And I'm not ignoring you, Eric, but we're off topic today. I appreciate your comments, but we got, you can watch comments. I don't know if you can see them on the other end on your Podbean. I know I can see them on my side and on the PC, but if you can't, I'm just reading the comments as I go along too and trying to respond to any that are relevant. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric. Eric's thanking me for saying I'm good on my podcast. I appreciate that. But everything has an effect, and you know, right now we need to. I'm going to kind of get off topic because I got the main point here, but we need to remodel politics. We need to remodel our government. We need to cut back. You know, libertarians have one thing right: small government. And we used to call our representatives representatives. It's a representative in Congress, a representative in the House. It's a representative. Now they call them lawmakers. How many out there think they're making too damn many laws? The laws are killing us. They're totally killing us. But I found an interesting thing. Now, I'm going to kind of close on an interesting topic. You know, being out on a campaign trail is interesting because you meet a lot of people. And I found a commonality. So going around town and talking to people, and I don't know if they're Democrats, I don't know if they're Republicans, I don't know if they're independent, and I don't care. But they have one thing in common. When I make a speech or I go and talk to someone and I say, look, the problem with government is the politics, because we all have the same needs, and we need to think about what we have in common. We both agree. I mean, everybody that I talk to agrees that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans nor any of the third parties have it all together. We need to stand up and, like we've heard many times, take back our nation, not by force, but by taking it over politically. We need people that are not going to be bribed, and they're not going to go out and stab us in the back when they get in office, that are not career politicians, to get in and make sensible changes. I mean, we need, you know, the science, you know, as a scientist, as an engineer, I look at this and as a statistician, you look at the figures, you look at the facts, And it's just total idiocracy. By the way, idiocracy is a good, I use that word a lot. There's a great film called Idiocracy. If anybody on this podcast has, or hears this podcast, has not seen that movie, you must watch it. Because it is what we have today. It is the most foolish, idiot piece of idiocracy. And without giving the story away, basically it tells a tale of how this guy is he's a criminal and he gets frozen by the government because they were going to either put him to death or they're going to use him for an experiment to try to do this cryo freezing thing. And then they're going to bring him back in 5 years or whatever. And I forget how long it was, but what happened is World War III hit, the whole world fell apart. And this guy's frozen body is like buried in the ground, comes back like 200 years later. And here everybody's idiots. The people that are left are like stupid. And they're as stupid as what we see today. I mean, it's crazy. This movie was made, it's been 30 years ago, and it was spot on. I mean, it's absolutely spot on. So if you haven't seen it, Idiocracy, you absolutely must see it. That's the world we're in right now. And that whole point is that everything that's led up to this, the stupidity that we've done and allowed to happen is what causes this dumbness. Which people get dumbed down. We get more, we're getting more and more taken away from us. It's dumb things. I mean, I noticed on my end, because I like experimenting with things, and all of a sudden you can't get certain things on eBay anymore that are not dangerous. They're not deadly. They're taking stuff away. And that crazy, here's a crazy one. So I used to play with lasers. I love dangerous stuff. I love messing with dangerous stuff. And I love these high-powered lasers that they were selling. Oh, you got a 5-watt, 10-watt laser. Well, in the U.S., you're only allowed 2 milliwatts or something. It's like the cat lasers are as powerful as you can use legally. So all of a sudden, they all disappeared off the market. Then all of a sudden, I saw things on eBay that looked like those lasers again. Made by the Chinese. Sold by the Chinese. So pops and giggles, I bought a couple of them just to see what they were. Sure enough, they're blasting holes in the wall. They're blasting holes in my paper bags. And I mean, they're super powerful lasers. And they're quoting them. Here's the Chinese. The lying sacks of crap. They post on eBay. 2-milliwatt laser. I ran one of them on my laser tester. It put out over 5 watts. It's enough to engrave steel. But eBay lets them on there. They let the Chinese lie. And yet somebody goes out and tries to do something. If you or I did that, we'd be banned from eBay forever. They're taking everything away, and yet they're giving it all to the Chinese, it seems. I can't, Chinese can do, how are you going to argue the Chinese? It's like I was saying, the worst thing that they could do in 2024 is put a black woman up for president, which is what I think they're going to do. Because who is going to say, we're not going to vote for that. And I'm not being prejudiced, and I'm not being racist, and I'm not being misogynistic. I'm just saying, when people play the race card or the woman card or whatever, suddenly it becomes a problem. It's like when they call conservatives Nazis, you run a Confederate flag up. Oh, they're Nazis. They're fascists. Confederates were never fascists or Nazis. Give them a break. That's what they do. But the butterfly effect, it's a big one. Big one, because whatever you do, always think of what you do. You throw out one piece of cardboard, one piece of plastic, and what happens down the road and when it ends up in the ocean? And then what happens? Oh, one last thing, we're running a little over. But I was thinking, a lot of it, years ago, they had all this great stuff you could recycle. They had tin cans and glass bottles and all kinds of cool stuff that you could actually use again. Now they're putting this stuff in this throwaway cardboard crap that can't even be recycled because when you put liquid in cardboard, you have to put wax on it and you throw it out rather than recycle it. It's your butterfly effect once again coming in. And they don't think. They don't plan ahead. They don't think as to what's going to happen when they make one little change can screw up the entire world. The entire planet can be screwed up by something as dumb as putting things in a plastic, in a wax-coated cardboard bottle. Yeah, and I'm going to make one comment. If you're not seeing, you can't see all the notes, but thanks, Eric. I do listen to everything you say. I appreciate it. And everybody, if you make comments, I look at them and I use them on future shows as well. So please always feel free to comment on the panel, and I'll take a look at it. So I can't believe a half hour has already gone by. I mean, there's so much to talk about. Maybe down the road we'll get a longer show, maybe not, but I get tired anyway. So we'll just have to have a lot of shows. We'll have to have week after week of great shows, and I'm sure you folks will come back and support them. And also, you know, be sure and support our Truth Premium. That's a new thing we have, too, 99 cents per month. It says fewer ads when you go on. Exclusive premium content. Lots of great stuff. Access powered by Truth Community Forum. It's a great forum at 99 cents. It supports the truth. You can go to premium.eamedia.online to sign up or find out about it. And there's lots of articles on internalaffairsmedia.com. Please check it out. Support the truth. Founded in 2010. Go to EA Media, premium.eamedia.online, store.eamedia.online, donate.eamedia.online, or patron.eamedia.online. And be sure and always pass the word on about our great podcasts and send your friends our way. We're here every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and we've turned into a pumpkin. So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. And God bless everybody. And please do stop back and keep those in Ukraine and also the citizens of Russia. You know, the governments are, I don't care about the governments, but the citizens, the kids, the women, let's keep everybody in our prayers as this tragedy progresses. And we have to keep God in our hearts and the souls of those poor people in our prayers. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week. Thanks for stopping by again, and we shall see you then. Take care. Have a good one. Good night, and God bless everybody. Take care. Bye-bye now.